It's been 4 decades since community groups rallied to preserve the views along East Honolulu's scenic highway. HPR's Noe Tanigawa joins us following a trek along the Ka'iwi coast earlier this week.
So tell me about this hike you went on.
Right, Ka'iwi Explorations, it's called. Well, it's on that Ka'iwi coastline, which people know, right? It's from Hanauma Bay. You head up, and then you're going around. Your eyeballs are relaxing as you go past Bamboo Ridge, then Halona, the blowhole area, then down Sandy Beach. All of that is the Ka'iwi Coast State Scenic Shoreline. And, you know, there was once a development bigger than Ko'olina planned for Sandy Beach area. There was a housing subdivision plan there. There's also a marina and a boat dock and everything. All of a club planned further down the beach. I mean, you can see why, right? This is the first wild area east of Honolulu.
Right. And so it really is incredible that the community was able to protect those scenic views.
It is amazing. And it was secured only 3 years ago. That's 182 acres. 3 years ago, those last Mauka parcels, two of them, were secured by a community coalition. I mean, if you look Mauka of the highway, Kalaniana Ole Highway, you can see it right there. It's kind of scrublands with dry grasses, and you see the ridge come up. And this is actually the tail eastern end of the Ko'olau that comes right there, you know, up to Makapu Point. And Makai of the highway is what some people call Queen's Beach. It used to be called Alan Davis Beach, too, because of the Davis Ranch, right?
Right.
In that area. And the Davis House, the foundations are still there near kind of a little inlet on the coast. And the home itself was wiped out in a tidal wave that happened in 1946. I mean, I was standing on that shoreline with Kalani Kalima of Waimanalo. He says in the old days, that whole area was called Avavamalu Fishing Village.
Well, the saying is, if you have water, then you plant kalo, taro. If you don't have water, then you plant wala. It was so great over here, this kahua, this area, they would actually send out to the whaling ships. That was the export. They would send out all of the sweet potatoes that they would have because it was so great. Yeah, so this is a thriving fishing village. You know, whenever there was trouble out there, you know, with the fishing fleets, this is where you would find the bodies. Yeah, so Evie is bone. You would find them throughout the coast, and then, you know, you go bury them.
This is the Ka'iwi Coast, but the, you know, rambunctious Ka'iwi channel between Oahu and Molokai there. Kalani Kalima, his ohana, and four other Waimanalo families through this giant party, and they really capped that $4 million, you know, price tag to purchase the final two parcels 3 years ago. And in the 3 years, different community groups have gotten together and created this trail so we can get in there and appreciate what it is that we saved here. Avavamalu means shady gulch. So conceivably at one time it was shady there, but you know what it looks
right.
Like, right? It is dry. It is grassy, scrubby grass, a lot of haolekoa, a little bit of kiawe. This past weekend, we were hiking in this, you know, Mauka area. It is scrubby. And on the hike I went on, so lucky, John Hall came along. He's the author of Trailside Plants in Hawaii. And so he was
nice.
You know, pointing out
nice
this
resource.
And that. Yeah, terrific. Hawaii Trail and Mountain Club help along that hike as well. You know what was neat? He pointed out a plant that looks almost exactly like a haolekoa. And you know those kind of pom-pom flowers?
Mm-hmm.
The,
yes.
Yeah,
light used to play with those as a kid.
Yeah, right. This is called Acacia Clue, and it's from France. It looks almost exactly like a haolekoa, but those little tufty flower balls are pinkish. And these plants were grown for the perfume industry. So they were brought to Hawaii.
No kidding.
Yeah. And if you know, kiawe even, you smell those flowers, there's a light scent. Look at that Acacia Clue, and it has a really lovely scent. We saw one growing right alongside the other, haolekoa and this Acacia Clue. And so just look for that pinkish flower and smell it. Ooh, what a sweet smell. So you walk up that rise there. It's not a very difficult trail. It's just up slowly, gradually. A lot of people on this hike this past weekend. And from the left, you see the rise just before the Makapu'u lookout hill. You look down below towards Avavamalu Beach. And over on the right, there's a ridge just before you see the lip of Koko Crater, which is also called Kohelepelepe. Kohelepelepe means labia minor, or vulva. And it's all part of that epic struggle between Pele and Kamapua'a, the pig god. Kamapua'a was chasing Pele in Kalapana when Pele's sister, Kapo, lured him away with a vulva, which flew across the islands and landed there at that crater, making an impression on it. As I'm sure this story is making an impression on a lot of people that you'll never forget. You look at the crater and think of this. You know, eventually the vulva lifted itself off and went over to Kalihi. But learning stories like this really make you look at the landscape differently, you know? And that's one of the great things about learning these stories. I was talking with Anne-Marie Kirk. You know her, right? Mm-hmm. She's filmmaker, cultural historian for the Ka'iwi area. She's the founder of MaunaLua.net.
Well, I think knowing place names is so important because it grounds you in where you live. When you hear a place name that's said for over 1,000 years, think of all those people that said that name. And when it comes out of your mouth, you are tied now to that name, to those people. And that's how I feel. I'm grounded with Kupuna in my community here.
It is so cool to learn these stories. And Ka'iwi explorations, those hikes, were just kind of this celebration of and opportunity to learn more about the area.
Yeah, I was just up at the gardens up there, the botanical gardens.
Oh, but now, inside the crater.
Yeah, so it's just now interesting to learn that history.
Where you were there, yes. Inside the impression, yeah, of that Kohelepelepe.
It's a fabulous little garden. If you haven't been, people should go. Just incredible.
It really is the Plumeria section.
The Plumeria section,
fabulous.
Right. Fabulous. Yeah, nice hike.
Well, you know, the community groups that have gotten together for this, let's just take a moment and malama them, say thank you. You folks, Livable Hawaii Kaihui, Ka'iwi Coalition, the Trust for Public Land, the wonderful folks at Sierra Club Oahu, Hawaii Trail and Mountain Club, Ultimate Innovations, Hawaii Kai Golf Course, Kamehameha Schools, Huinalu Canoe Club came out, and
yes,
a whole lot of individual volunteers as well, because you know that Makapu'u Lighthouse hike is the second most popular hike on this island. There's a whole lot of tourism and activity in the area. We have protected the land in terms of development, but vigilance is required with use like
right,
that,
right? The Makapu'u hike, too, the state has done a fabulous job of renovating that trail. It's great. You can go out and overlook that wonderful scenic point. But there's all this great history, too, you can read about.
Yes. Well, I'd be happy to provide a few really terrific websites that have some terrific stories from the area there. And it is so wonderful to learn, to walk the area and learn the stories, because that helps us to cultivate our love for the area. And that is what guides our future decisions.
And that community, like you said, worked long and tirelessly, and I recall, you know, decades ago, that whole initial fight with Save Sandy Beach,
oh, yeah,
and that kind of touched off the whole thing.
Well, people are in those kinds of struggles. So many parts of Hawaii right now. Maybe we should have a little community talk about what works and how these people did it and get some success stories on the table here.
And there's usually a Ka'iwi walk run, I think, too, right?
On the highway?
Yeah.
That's still
marvelous.
Coming up. Oh, I want to do that.
It's very nice. All right. Thank you, Noe. Thanks for sharing the stories.
Thank you.
That was HPR's Noe Tanigawa talking about the history of the Ka'iwi Coast and the contributions of the community's efforts to preserve it.